네.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I just think he's a super guy. I think he's you know, I trust him. I think he would lead our country in the right direction. And I believe he would take care of our troops and not put them in harm's way like some of these other clowns like to do, but... he would pick and choose our battles that we need to be fought, and I believe he'd get our economy, I believe he'd get American jobs back here, and I just believe he'd turn his country around.
There's Don, a talk radio caller in Alabama, explaining why he supports Newt Gingrich. The GOP race for the presidency is where we start this hour of our daily talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. Hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talk to CBS's Peter King about Newt Gingrich, his win in Georgia, and his insistence that the campaign is going to go on.
Atlanta is Gingrich country, where Newt Gingrich declared himself the comeback kid after his win in Georgia.
Well, and I think that comeback kid victory is a little bit hollow. He was supposed to win here. And, yeah, he won big by 20 percentage points, but he still didn't win all the delegates. There were 76 delegates up for grabs here in Georgia. Newt Gingrich walked away overall with all the Super Tuesday states with just 50 delegates last night. So he's still trailing badly.
Well, how do the other candidates do in Georgia, Peter?
Well, it's irrelevant at this point, John. I mean, Gingrich won by 20 points. Romney had 26%, and Santorum was way below that. But, you know, that doesn't matter so much.
Well, is Gingrich playing spoiler? That's the question that's being asked this morning.
Well, you could say the same thing for Rick Santorum in some of those states, too. And the answer both candidates would give you is no way, we're in the race to stay. They have both said that they are taking their candidacies all the way to the convention. And while the math may show that Mitt Romney has a huge lead, I think you can say that he's not the slam dunk candidate by any means, especially after just eking out a win in Ohio and Santorum coming away with three victories as well.
The candidates are now looking ahead to the next contest, Kansas and Wyoming on Saturday, Alabama and Mississippi hold primaries on March 13th. Now, Gingrich, no doubt, would appeal to voters in Alabama and Mississippi, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. And in fact, even as voters were going to the polls on Super Tuesday, he was in Alabama yesterday afternoon making a couple of appearances. And his whole strategy has pretty much been, let's win the southern states, and that'll help carry us. Of course, that didn't work so well last night. Yes, he won in Georgia, but he lost in Tennessee and Oklahoma, which sort of sabotages that strategy, if you will. But, you know, you still have some big states yet to come, including Texas, where Governor Rick Perry has endorsed Gingrich. So you know, he's not throwing in the towel by any means, and he's got four appearances today in Alabama. And, you know, he'll be busy in Alabama and Mississippi and Kansas this week.
Hey, Peter, I've got to ask you, Gingrich has been hitting hard on an issue that's important to voters, which is gas prices, and he's been saying he could lower them to $2.50 a gallon. I mean, can whoever is in the White House do that? Is Gingrich being disingenuous here?
Well, you know, I don't know that any president has the power to lower gas prices because there are so many market conditions that have nothing to do with presidential policy. I mean, I'm not an oil expert, but there are a lot of ways you could bring gas prices down. And, you know, for the Republicans, it's been a matter of drilling, offshore drilling, if you will. It's been a matter of mining other resources within the U.S. and that Keystone Pipeline, which has been a big, big bone of political contention over the last few months. And, you know, that's part of Gingrich's strategy and actually part of every other candidate's strategy, too. Say to the Canadians, hey, hold up on your decisions on what you're going to do with that pipeline. If I get into office, we're going to make a deal. So, but, you know, $2.50 a gallon, Gingrich thinks it's realistic. I think that there are a lot of market conditions that might not make $2.50 a gallon possible.
Coming up, more opinion and reaction to the Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses around the country. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Did you know that taking just a few minutes for your mouth every day can help you establish healthy habits for a lifetime? Hi, I'm Gretchen Bleiler, and as a pro snowboarder, keeping a healthy body from your head down to your toes is a big part of who I am. Brushing alone actually misses 75% of your mouth. I'm here today to remind you that your mouth is an important part of your body, and taking minutes a day to brush, floss, and rinse with a therapeutic mouthwash is critical for the health of your mouth. A complete oral care routine, which includes a 30-second rinse each morning and night, is essential for getting rid of germs that cause plaque and gingivitis. I'm proud to be partnering with the makers of Listerine and Reach to support the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life Healthy Living Initiative, a program aimed at encouraging Americans to adopt heart-healthy behaviors to lead a healthier life. To read more about the My Heart, My Life Initiative, visit www.heart.org/myheartmylife. And to learn more about how you can improve your oral care routine, check out Listerine.com.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit HersheysTrackandField.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit HersheysTrackandField.com.
Parents are encouraging their kids to stay tobacco-free with a new online pledge program. The youth smoking prevention program, Real Parents, Real Answers, has launched Tobacco-Free Me. The program has made a goal of reaching 100,000 parent-child pledging pairs by the end of 2012. Parenting expert Dr. Michael Popkin says Real Parents, Real Answers has been reaching out to parents for years, asking them to talk to their kids to make sure they know that it is not okay to smoke even one cigarette.
We know that children are half as likely to try a cigarette if their parents strongly disapprove and have made that known to them. This pledge program is another opportunity we're providing to parents to start the conversation.
Popkin also adds that in several studies in the past decade, it has been suggested that because the brain is still developing, young people may be more susceptible to nicotine addiction. To learn more about youth smoking prevention and the Tobacco Free Me Pledge Program, please visit RealParentsRealAnswers.com. I'm Steve Anwart reporting.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, focusing on the people running for president on the GOP side. From Fox, Martha McCallum talks to political strategist Ed Rollins about what advice he would give the candidates now that Super Tuesday is behind us.
All of these campaigns, after they, you know, kind of wipe the dust out of their eyes from a long night, they're going to sit down and have a talk. If you were in the Romney discussion this morning with his top campaign team, as you have been so many times with others, what would you be warning them about? What would you be congratulating them on?
Well, I'd be congratulating them, first of all, because they executed superbly. They micro-targeted very effectively in a very tough state in Ohio, and they won the places they had to win to get a 1% victory. And that was the biggest part of the night. The rest of it is to don't get overconfident. We've got to win. We're not going to knock this. We're going to win these by decisions. There's going to be no knockout. We got to be prepared for the long march. We got to be very careful of our resources. They're starting to run out of money, and they need to basically replenish that. But I think at the end of the day, they're going to win this thing, and I think they know they're going to win this thing.
Let's take a look at some of the exit polls from last night that may cause, you know, at least a bit of pause. 4 in 10 say that they liked their candidate when they voted for Mitt Romney, but they say that they have reservations about them. 39% said that about Rick Santorum. You know, this goes to the basic issue of whether or not people are enthusiastic about these candidates. Let's look at independents, which is the next exit poll that we have. The independents went for Rick Santorum in Ohio. Obviously, that's got to be a bit of a red flag. If you're in the Romney team and you're looking at Ohio, you've got to get that independent vote.
Well, when you look at the map, which Bill does such a superb job on,
but
at the end of the day, the places that Romney won are the places a Democrat will traditionally win in the fall. So
that's good.
it's good if you can hold it, but you've got to basically still reach out to that rural area. You look across the country, there's been a weakness on the Romney campaign among the conservatives, among the rural voters, and you got to spend a lot of time and a lot of energy convincing them. What has worked, though, is his message. His message is, most people last night said, business experience is more important than government experience, and that's obviously been his message, which he's done very, very well, pushing that forward.
Here's radio host Mark Davis talking to analyst Eric Erickson from RedState.com about Mitt Romney winning six states on Super Tuesday, while Santorum seems to be getting more buzz out of winning just three.
In the world of Romney, the guy, even when he wins, he just can't win. They've got to be banging their heads against the wall. It's Ohio. It's a majority of states. It's a bunch of delegates. And yet the narrative this morning is, wow, really soft and uninspiring wins. Is that your thought?
Yeah, you know, I agree. And the reason I agree, and it's hard, I think, for some of the Romney fans to understand why the media talks like this, but when you outspin Rick Santorum, who had no campaign organization until a week ago, 5.5-1, and you win by the skin of your teeth, that's a win, but it's not a very compelling win.
The second thing, speaking of Santorum, is if there's one campaign that has a little bit of a smile, he did better than expected. He came close to winning Ohio, won Tennessee, won North Dakota, and made a case that he deserves a one-on-one shot at Romney. But one thing makes that impossible: Newt is not going away.
I completely agree with that. I do think if you look at the exits in Ohio, had Newt not been there, it would have been an easy, easy night for Rick Santorum. Although I think there's a warning sign no one in the media particularly is paying attention to, and that's Georgia. Santorum was in second place against Newt Gingrich until last week and just cratered in the Southeast, which, given his message, you would think is hard to do. I think there are some latent problems for Santorum as campaign needs to figure out.
Well, but interestingly, there's a wonderful test coming up just 6 days away, Mississippi and Alabama, which Newt says he can win because it's still sort of my southern roots, even though it's funny. I will never think of Newt as a southerner. And it's not just lack of accent. I mean, every drop of blood in my veins is southern. It's not just about that. But it will be an interesting test to see if the Santorum message works in very, very traditional, one could even say evangelical, Republican circles in Mississippi and Alabama. You would think that the Santorum message would work well there.
You would think so, and I think it will. I mean, considering his win in Tennessee and in Oklahoma, those states are pretty compelling states for him to be able to win and then go into Alabama and Mississippi. And when you look at Gingrich, people thought he was going to come in second place in Tennessee and Oklahoma, and he didn't. I'm thinking if the South really wants to stop Romney, and he's got a problem that he can't win Appalachia or the South, South Carolina or Alabama and in Mississippi may very well go Santorum.
So it is hard to tell a guy the morning after he wins a state, even if it is his own, you need to get out of the race. But if Gingrich just tanks in or finishes even a weak second in Mississippi and Alabama, then the argument can be for every Republican wanting Romney and one non-Romney. Then, to me, it is, and I don't know if it ever happened because Newt just loves being in it. He loves being here. I don't know if he lives to torture Mitt because of the negative ads back in Iowa. But then I think the drumbeat will really grow for Newt to just get out of the way.
I think it's going to have to. Look, he won Georgia, but he never even got the 50%. He's got to split the delegates with Romney, poured his heart and soul in there. In Tennessee, he cratered at the end. In Oklahoma, he cratered at the end. He was expected to come in second place. In both states, he came in third. In Tennessee, barely ahead of Ron Paul to a degree. And when he heads into Mississippi and Alabama, then you've got Kentucky and North Carolina coming up as well. These states, he can say, I'm going to hang on and wait until Texas. But there's already polling coming out of Texas that now has Santorum ahead of him, even with Rick Perry's endorsement.
Up next, more discussion about politics and Super Tuesday here on The Countdown.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the talk media. We bring together hosts from all around the country like Don Wade and Roma, who here on their program talk to Mike Huckabee about Mitt Romney, who keeps winning but doesn't seem to be able to garner much support, or at least enough to secure the nomination.
Tell us the good news about Super Tuesday.
The good news is that it is over. There has been so much hype about it, and it really was, it was a big night because you had 10 states that were participating, but it was not as big as some of the Super Tuesdays in the past where you had as many as 20 states participating.
Yeah.
It was a big night for Mitt Romney. I think the mainstream media has kind of downplayed it a little bit, but the fact is he picked up 6 out of the 10 states. He now has over 400 delegates to Rick Santorum's 165 and Gingrich's 106, so he's clearly in the lead. Now, the bad news for Romney, he is a long way from 1,144, and that's what he has to get to clinch the nomination. His people are going to come out today and say that the mathematical possibilities of someone overtaking him are slim to none, but you know, the other guys have no reason at this point to get out of the race because he has not defeated them. He has led them, but it's not a resounding victory just yet.
And why is that so? Why is he unable to clinch this?
He's still having a hard time convincing voters that he is the conservative alternative to Barack Obama. And, you know, it's almost, at times I feel sorry for him. I mean, he spent a gazillion dollars. He has pretty much done everything that a candidate can do to put together as flawless a campaign as one can put together, except for mistakes of the candidate. And yet, you know, primary after primary, caucus after caucus, he struggles to close the deal with all those Republican voters. Now, I think for him, the good news is that if he's the eventual nominee, Republicans are going to coalesce around the nominee, and it doesn't matter whether it's Romney or Santorum or Gingrich or Ron Paul, although I don't think Ron Paul's really in the running, and I know his supporters now will light up your phones and tell you how that he's the only one who can win, which is what they do. But the fact is, whoever gets the nomination is going to have Republicans rallying, because Republicans are more interested in defeating Obama than they are in electing a particular Republican at this point.
Kind of silly talk, isn't it, huh? When you get right down to it. Here's host Steve Scott with political analyst Brian Montepoli about what happens now that Super Tuesday's over.
Mitt Romney won 6 of the 10 states last night. Was that enough for a knockout blow? Absolutely not. I mean, 6 out of 10 sounds good, but I guess it's a D if you were in school. I mean, the guy, needed to win convincingly in Ohio, and he didn't. He won by 1 percentage point despite outspending Rick Santorum 4-1. And as the Santorum folks will say, if Newt Gingrich wasn't in this race, there would be no split in the conservative vote, and we'd be winning. Romney also didn't win Tennessee, a state that it was thought he had a shot at. And had he won Tennessee, I think it would put to rest a lot of the doubts about his ability to win these Southern and conservative voters. Mitt Romney's going to be, I think, most likely the nominee for the Republican Party, but he had a chance on Super Tuesday to start wrapping things up soon, start being able to shift towards a focus on President Obama. Instead, we're in for a long slog where I guess the good news is every state in the union, it looks like at this point, is going to end up being a little bit politically relevant.
Rick Santorum did win 3 states. Is he still in the thick of things, or is he just hanging on?
He's in the thick of it. I mean, looking at the calendar going forward, there's a bunch of Southern states coming up. The big question for him is, will Newt Gingrich get out of the race? Gingrich says he's going to stick around no matter what. And, you know, now that we're in the age of the super PACs where you just need one guy backing you and dumping money into your super PAC to keep in the race, there's no reason for Gingrich to really leave, assuming Sheldon Adelson, the guy who's backing him, just keeps pouring money in. Gingrich is going to stick around. So that's bad news for Rick Santorum. He certainly had a better-than-expected campaign, but it's going to be hard for him to reach the necessary 1,144 delegates, particularly with Newt Gingrich in the race.
Well, Gingrich says his win in Georgia proves that he is still a viable candidate, not just a guy getting in the way of another candidate. True?
Well, you know, he wins 1 out of 10 states on Super Tuesday, and the one state he wins is his home state. I mean, you tell me if that makes somebody viable. I think it's a real tall order. Now, Gingrich has been left for dead twice in this campaign, as he is quick to point out, and the elite media, which he would consider me, and the GOP elites, as he says, are too quick to write him off. But, you know, Rick Santorum is getting the votes that should be going to Gingrich if Gingrich was a viable candidate. So I think that it's tough for him to argue that he's really still a serious candidate in this race.
So let's move on off of politics and get the latest on Israel when next we visit here on The Countdown.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour, and we've gone on from politics to the situation in Israel and Iran. Talk host Doug McElvin with former President Jimmy Carter about the growing tensions with Iran, and this, of course, over their nuclear program.
The world's eyes are upon Iran right now as they continue to work toward perhaps building a nuclear weapon. Israel right now is saying, even though we want to be a peaceful nation, we're not going to let them do that. And it appears that the United States is going to be drawn into this as well. Given your history with that part of the world, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts now are the same as it was then. Referring to religion, I worship, as do other Christians, the Prince of Peace, not the Prince of War. And I think that every altercation that comes up, if humanly possible, we should resolve it by peaceful means and not by going back to war. Since I left office, as you look at history, we've been at war almost all the time in one or two places in the world. And I think that President Obama's taking the right course now in trying to discourage the Israelis from launching a war, which I think is unnecessary against Iran. I think if there is any doubt among the Iranian religious leaders about whether to develop a nuclear weapon, the best way to make them do so, even if they don't presently plan to do so, is constantly to threaten that we're going to attack them from Jerusalem or from Washington. And so I think that President Obama is right in trying to calm the situation down and resolve the Iranian threat through peaceful means.
Talk host Greg Garrison with Jed Babin from RealPolitics.com about the president's recent meeting with the Israeli prime minister and what Babin thinks is going to happen next with Iran.
And this is one of those things that just rises up in my throat like bitter gall when I see the awful way in which this administration, and particularly the president personally, has behaved toward the Israeli government, and specifically a man whose shoes he's not particularly competent to carry, Benjamin Netanyahu, sending him out the side door, not having a state dinner, doing the things that are just really Bush League. But Netanyahu stood up, and his speech at AIPAC, which I saw half of last night, was full of, okay, fine. Don't tell me what I can do and what I can't do. I think that the prime minister is standing up four square and saying, Obama, don't tell me what to do.
Well, he is. And, you know, that's really a very profound thought there that goes through a lot of different elements. If you look at what's going on, Obama said, well, we've got Israel's back. We're going to do this negotiation stuff. You know, basically what Obama is doing is he's trying to trap Israel into an unending series of negotiations to forestall any attack. What he said was, well, we're committed to this diplomatic initiative, and if that doesn't work, we'll take military action. But it's totally open-ended. Now, Netanyahu says, we're not going to wait. You know, we will decide when we are going to do what we're going to do. But yesterday, I mean, after all that, after all it was said and done, Obama has done something that is more damaging and more restrictive to Israel politically than anything he's done before. This business of getting the European Union powers, including the Great Britain, to agree with us to sit down with the Iranians is to put the entire onus on Israel. These negotiations, they may start in 3 months or 6 months. They may go on for 10 years. Basically, what Obama has done is to declare that Israel cannot make a military attack while these negotiations are going on. It will be a pariah nation. It will be outlawed at the UN. It will not be supported by the United States. This is a tremendous blow to Israel's security, and I don't think people are connecting the dots. The issue of starting these negotiations now means enormous pressure on Netanyahu and the Israelis and trying to take away from them their own ability to decide their fate.
Do you think that the effort to hockey puck them with the European Union and Britain, et cetera, can be successful? I saw an awful lot of resolve in Bibi last night, and he's not a guy that's easily pushed around.
Well, I think that's right, but on the other hand, you know, he's not the whole government over there.
Yeah.
The Israeli government resembles, you know, a meeting of the New York Taxi Squad. You know, basically, these guys are not terribly united. There's a lot of crazy liberal elements in there, and Bibi has every day just trying to hold things together. So the pressure on him is going to be enormous. The issue here is that Obama is doing everything he can to prevent Israel from taking action and to allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. And I don't say that lightly. Our president is apparently committed to allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons.
So the Middle East, we move that out of the picture and bring in Rush Limbaugh. That's here next on the Countdown.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I'm Lou D'Ambrosio, CEO of Sears Holdings, which includes Kmart. Kmart is a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies and start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Rush Limbaugh, the number one talk radio person in the country, comments about a woman testifying before Congress, the birth control medication discussion. From CNN, Anderson Cooper talked about Rush's comments and his apology and how both he continues to mischaracterize and mislead what the original issue was all about.
On Saturday, on his website, Limbaugh wrote the following, quote, I chose the wrong words in my analogy of the situation. I do not mean a personal attack on Ms. Fluke. He goes on to say, I think it is absolutely absurd that during these very serious political times we're discussing personal sexual recreational activities before members of Congress. I personally do not agree that American citizens should pay for these social activities. And he also said, my choice of words was not the best, and in the attempt to be humorous, I created a national stir. I sincerely apologize to Ms. Fluke for the insulting word choices. Today, Limbaugh put a new spin on his apology, suggesting that the point he was making was right, even though he used the wrong words to make it.
The apology to her over the weekend was sincere. It was simply for using inappropriate words in a way I never do. And in so doing, I became like the people we oppose. I ended up descending to their level. It's important not to be like them, ever, particularly in fighting them. The old saw, you never descend to the level of your opponent or they win. That was my error last week. But the apology was heartfelt. The apology was sincere.
Well, that's, of course, up to you to decide. But keeping him honest, in his apology, Limbaugh actually mischaracterized what this student was saying in her testimony. She wasn't calling on taxpayers to pay for social activities. She was calling on the federal government to require that private health insurance cover birth control pills. Furthermore, she wasn't talking about this to allow for sexual activity in her testimony to congressional Democrats. She was talking about how important she thinks access to birth control pills are for women with a variety of medical conditions. Now, in his original comments, Mr. Limbaugh made it sound like she was talking about promiscuity. He chose to paint her as a sex addict who wants to sleep around at taxpayer expense.
What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke, who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex? What does that make her? It makes her a slut, right? Makes her a prostitute. She wants to be paid to have sex. She's having so much sex she can't afford the contraception. She wants you and me and the taxpayers to pay her to have sex.
Well, he said that on Wednesday. Thursday, he said this.
So, Ms. Fluke and the rest of you feminazis, here's the deal. If we are going to pay for your contraceptives and thus pay for you to have sex, we want something for it. And I'll tell you what it is. We want you to post the videos online so we can all watch.
That's Rush Limbaugh's portrait of Sandra Fluke and other women advocating mandated birth control coverage. Now, here's a portion of her testimony, what she actually said about a classmate who, like many women, takes the pill for reasons totally unrelated to birth control.
After months of paying over $100 out of pocket, she just couldn't afford her medication anymore, and she had to stop taking it. Without her taking the birth control, a massive cyst the size of a tennis ball had grown on her ovary. She had to have surgery to remove her entire ovary as a result.
Well, the pill, she says, might have prevented that. And in fact, oral contraceptives are prescribed for many other medical conditions, from uterine bleeding to ovarian diseases to disfiguring acne. That's why, she said, she's for a federal mandate that institutions offering health insurance must include birth control pills in the coverage. This is something that 28 states already do. It's not, as Limbaugh suggested, taxpayer-funded birth control or a federal subsidy to have sex.
Here's radio man Bob Miller with another talk host. Michael Medved joins Miller. They talk about Rush, what he ought to have said, what he did say. Is it time for us to just move on?
What is your take on the whole Rush Limbaugh thing? Do you have a? Oh, I know you do have an opinion on that. What is this much ado about nothing in your opinion, or what?
No, I mean, look, Rush made a bad mistake, and he's acknowledged it. He's apologized, and frankly, I think that it's much ado about nothing beyond that. I mean, as you know very well, and as listeners know, we do a lot of broadcasting. You're on 15 hours a week, or in Rush's case, in my case. And, of course, you're going to say some things that you shouldn't say. And he handled the whole thing very badly initially, and now he's apologized, and fine. The point about the advertiser boycotts, it's not really going to hurt him. And he didn't apologize, I don't believe, because he was forced to do it by the advertisers dropping his show. Mm. There are all kinds of other advertisers who are rushing in to fill the gap, no pun intended. And it's possible that advertisers may come in at slightly lower rates, mm-hmm. which would hurt his operation, but won't kill it by any means. The reason he apologized is because Rush sincerely cares about the conservative cause. And this whole controversy has damaged the conservative cause. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I agree, and I get his point. I think that's, and I tried to explain this to our listeners, I get his point. I don't get how he made it.
Well, that's exactly right. First of all, he wasn't well prepared. One of the things that's striking when you listen to the tape, he kept getting a woman's name wrong. He kept calling her Susan Fluke.
Yeah.
And it's Sandra Flick. And he just, sometimes he just go. Now, the real question here, and it's something that somebody inside radio, you've got to ask, is, okay, he did it Wednesday. And then he came back and did it some more on Thursday.
Right.
Didn't his producers say something?
Well, Sid, let me ask you about that. I, of course, sit in a building here. I work for a company. I have many bosses. I have a program director who is my boss. I have a general manager who is my boss. And upstairs is the owner of this outfit who is my boss. So these are people that would keep me in check normally. Who keeps him in check?
Well, I think probably Catherine, his wife. and it's also surprising she didn't say anything after that first day. Because the first day was bad, but then the second day got worse. And the third day was worst of all, because that's when he said the thing about putting the aspirin between the knees.
Yeah.
And it just... It wasn't funny, and it wasn't appropriate, and it was kind of cringe-inducing, even for those of us who agree with them.
From Countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska, host Crash Davis talks to journalism professor Dr. Sherry Wilson about the news media's obsession with the Rush Limbaugh story. In essence, why are we eating our own, might be the question.
I guess an observer standpoint about the phenomenon that's been surrounding this the Rush Limbaugh situation that came up last week. Because from a journalism standpoint, this is one of the bigger stories in this type that we've seen in quite some time, isn't it?
Well, yes. There have been things like this that have occurred in the past, but it seems like this is getting a lot of attention, partly, I think, because it involves Rush Limbaugh, who people seem to either love or hate, and so it generates a lot of controversy and a lot of discussion.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember one of his, you know, usually these cycles go pretty quick. There's a little saber rattling. There's some advertisers that cancel. There's some fighting that goes back and forth. Usually the last couple, 3 days. This one's been almost a week now, and it doesn't seem to, on a national level, have slowed down a whole lot, no matter what Limbaugh and other people want to say about it.
Yeah, that's true. It seems like the media keep talking about it. The 24-hour news station seems like they're spend a lot of time covering it. And I don't know what it is specifically about it, but it doesn't seem to draw a lot of attention. You know, the Don Imus situation a few years ago generated something somewhat similar, I think, in terms of the amount of attention it got over a period of time. But this one in particular does seem to be staying the course for quite a while.
Another controversy comes into focus next, the NFL bounty scandal, when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, sports talk radio sometimes inveigles its way into the countdown. This is a big story, the NFL bounty scandal. Here's Taco's John Gambling with former NFL player Joe Klecko. They talk about NFL teams that offer their players a bonus for aggressive hits on opposing players.
What's your first thoughts on all of this?
Well, it's not as bad maybe as a lot of people look at it would be my first thoughts, because, you know, the one thing football is some violent sport. You know, the particulars of how this all went down as far as Greg Williams getting involved with it and putting up cash for rewards for, you know, bounties on guys. I really would like to understand more from him about what he was doing, because all through the years in the NFL, you have similar things like this that have gone on. And it's more a camaraderie thing, believe it or not, inside the group, whether it be the defensive line or the whole defense or the defensive backs, as far as, you know, big hits and, you know, not as much taking guys out. That's never been anything that I was involved with. But, you know, big hits and crushing hits are something that are looked upon as a good thing by defensive players especially.
Well, yeah, now listen, after a game when you went to look at the films, mm-hmm. didn't everybody watch it when somebody just, you know, really hit up on somebody? Everybody just cheering and yelling and going on?
Right. I mean, anybody got leveled or, you know, got his clock cleaned, that was a big deal. They went back and forth 100 times, you know.
The highlight reel.
Yeah, exactly. To bring light to this subject, the way they're doing it, it may be a little convoluted because of all the pure facts, and to hear from Greg Williams himself would have to be something that I'd have to lay pure judgment on. I'd have to listen to him because, you know, listen, football's a violent sport. The coaches want to motivate you in any way they can. If it was the point where he was talking about actually trying to get guys out of games by injuring them, that's horrible. That's bad. That's real bad. I mean, you know, all we have to do is point the finger around the league at certain guys who've been paralyzed and have been, you know, eliminated from football altogether because of cheap shots.
Talk host Dave Diamond with sports analyst John Greenberg. Greenberg says there is no place for this kind of violent incentive in the NFL.
Why is this any different than what the Eagles did back in the 90s with the Cowboys?
Well, there was no difference. Essentially, there's no difference. But let's get to the bottom line. There's no place for this in any level of sport. Absolutely no place at all.
So how did they get away with it? I mean,
well, you know, how do any criminals get away with it? They get away with it because they aren't caught. And then by not getting caught, that just encourages them to continue to do it. And now they're going to make an example of Greg Williams, and they're going to make an example of this Jonathan Vilma, who it's documented that he offered $10,000 for anybody that would take out Brett Favre during the NFC Championship game that led to the Saints winning the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
You know,
wow.
This is going to be very, very, this is bigger than Spygate. This is a big, big problem, and Roger Goodell is going to make an example of Greg Williams and probably the Saints. It more than likely is going to cost them draft choices. It will cost them money under the cap. They're going to really come down hard on it, and the reports I've seen are that they are investigating every coaching stop that Greg Williams had.
So I guess, yeah, I'm with you there, but in this era of free agency, which is not my favorite era of football, but it's
right.
But when players move around virtually every year, how do they keep it quiet with somebody, you know, or somebody retired or somebody got cut?
Well, you know, you get into this code of silence thing, and then you get into this mentality that says, well, there's other teams that are doing it. You know, that this is something that's common practice. Well, you know, it shouldn't be common practice. You know, I wrote the biography of Amos Alonzo Stegg. He fought for 10 years to get the forward pass accepted by the Rules Committee, and the biggest reason was that there were so many injuries and deaths in football, and that teams were intentionally taking out the other team's best players.
You know,
there's no place for trying to intentionally harm anyone in any type of sport. You play hard, but you don't try to intentionally harm anybody.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That makes sense.
And also, the satisfaction of victory is over a worthy opponent who's playing at their best with their best people out on the field.
I couldn't agree with that more. So, Williams, of course, has gone on. He left the Saints, went on to the St. Louis Rams.
Right.
Is he going to be allowed to coach this year?
I think more than likely, my gut feeling is that he will be suspended.
Find out more about all the items we discuss here on the Countdown in the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com.